You're listening to The Aquatic Wetline, a tropical fish keeping podcast hosted by 23-year-old fish keeper Aqua Alex Cardinal. For 3 years, we provided you with quality tropical fish information, and we'll continue providing some information on freshwater and saltwater tropical fish. Let's dive down deep into the aquarium and chat fish. Live from his fish room is Aqua Alex. Aquatic Wetline is now live.
This is the Aquatic Wetline Tropical Fish Keeping Podcast, right here on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. We are the first most successful fish keeping podcast on Blog Talk Radio. If you do a Google search with our name, you will get over 4 pages worth of stuff. Aquatic Wetline was founded in 2013 to provide tropical fish keepers with freshwater and saltwater aquarium informal and interesting shows. Over the past 4 years, Aquatic Wetline has delivered some good shows that are well received worldwide. Aquatic Wetline is hosted by a 23-year-old fish keeper named Aqua Alex Cardinelli, who has a passion and love for freshwater and saltwater fish ever since he was born. Let Aqua Alex talk to you about fish and tank on. Happy Friday, fish keepers! Welcome to the Aquatic Wetline, the Fish Keepers Podcast. Aquatic Wetline is hosted by a fish keeper for fish keepers. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, broadcasting live from right here in Springfield, Massachusetts, in my fish room. As you could probably hear, I've got the filters running, and I'm staring at my freshwater tank, because today we're going to be talking about a freshwater fish. I see my gorgeous Amphilophus mitis, the creamsicle one. I see my turquoise sevrum and my silver dollars. Anyway, tonight on Aquatic Wetline, I'm going to have a very fun and special show tonight. I'm going to talk about a fish that my beloved great friend used to breed and love and had a lot of knowledge about. This fish is my beloved friend's favorite fish. I'm going to be talking about Corydoras catfish, a catfish that I really like. Corydoras breeder Lynn Masney sadly passed away in November. So tonight, I'm going to talk about Corydoras in her honor, just 2 days before she becomes the very first inductee to the Aquatic Wetline Hall of Fame. Don't forget, this Sunday, March 26th, 2017, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Corydoras breeder Lynn Masney will be the very first fish enthusiast and hobbyist inducted into the Aquatic Wetline's Fish Keeping Hall of Fame of 2017, but I will have more details about that later in the show. From the lakes and rivers of South America into your freshwater community aquariums comes a little catfish called the Corydoras catfish. Cory cats, as they are often called, are a small catfish, usually not exceeding more than 4 inches. Don't let their size fool you, as Corydoras catfish live in schools, and they have a whole lot of personality. The late great Corydoras breeder Lynn Masney is the one who taught me about Corydoras and got me interested in Corydoras catfish. Lynn bred gold and green laser Corydoras, as well as other species of corys. Today's show will be an informal show for fish keepers and a special tribute to Lynn Mathney, who sadly passed away in November of last year. So here is what's on the agenda for today. I'm going to have a discussion on why I personally like Cora Doris. I'm going to have a discussion on why I personally recommend Cora Doris. I'm going to share some interesting facts on Cora Doris catfish. I'm going to talk about how to keep and care for your Cora Doris catfish so you can find out the care requirements for Corys. I'm going to talk about the different species of Cora Doris. There are over 160 species of Cora Doris catfish. Let's find out about the most common of them. And I'm going to talk about good tank mates and bad tank mates for Corys. And I'm going to talk about the unusual Cora Doris species, Brochus and the Apollo catfish. Plus, for an added bonus, I'm going to talk about other unique catfish, like the Megalodorus erwinii, the Oxodorus niger, and the Raphaels. So, we've got an action-packed Friday night show. So, enjoy the show. Let's make Lynn Mathney proud. Add a Cora Doris to your aquarium. So, let's get right into the Cora Doris chat right now. And I'm going to start with why I personally like Cora Doris catfish. The biggest reason that I like Cora Doris catfish is because they are a small catfish growing to a size that most aquarists can handle, and they are very, very easy to care for. The reason I like Cora Doris is because of their size. They're small, but they're also a true schooling catfish. In the home aquarium, Cora Doris like to school. They are a very sociable animal. And I can't say that about many other catfish besides the Cynodontis catfish. Those are schooling catfish too, but they grow a lot bigger than the Cora Doris cats. So Corys are a perfect schooling catfish for a community aquarium. And they have a lot of personality, and they're always swimming, and they're always hungry. They'll eat the food at the bottom of the aquarium that your fish don't get to. Now, the good thing about Cora Doris catfish is that they can live with almost anything except for aggressive fish and fish that will eat them, of course. So they can get along with angelfish, tetras, guppies, etc. And even there is a species of Corys that will do well with discus, and that is the Sturbi Corys. So I like the variety of Corys that there are. Another thing that I personally like about Cora Doris is there are many different species. You've got your green and gold lasers, you've got your bronze Corys, Sturbis, panda, skunk, etc. There's a lot of different species of Cora Doris, which we're going to find out tonight. I also like that they're perfect for aquariums because they are not picky about water parameters, or they don't get to a too big of a size. You got to keep upgrading, and they are cheap too. So they are perfect for beginners and perfect for an aquarium from 10 gallons and up, and they're very commonly available, which is a thing that I really enjoy about them. They're very affordable, and you can probably buy a Cora Doris starting at $2 or $3 a piece. They're very hardy. Nothing's going to kill a Cory besides being taken out of the water or if it gets ick, but I have yet to see a catfish get ick. I've owned all kinds of catfish, and I've never had one get ick. So that's interesting. If you have good water quality and you do your water changes, you probably won't have ick on your Cora Doris. And that's why I personally like Cora Doris catfish. All right, so let's talk about care for Cora Doris catfish. Get a good-sized aquarium. Cora Doris are not a very large fish and generally don't need too much room. A 20-gallon tank should be plenty big enough for a small school of Cora Doris, say about 4 to 6 Corys. Create the right water conditions. Cora Doris are hardy and adaptable fish, but they prefer certain conditions. Make sure your water's pH level is around 7.0 and the temperature range between 70 and 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep levels of nitrates and ammonia low, as these can cause sickness. Give the tank a smooth base. Corydoras are bottom feeders and like to swim and explore near the bottom of the aquarium. To protect your fish, use smooth gravel or sand with a depth of at least 2 inches. Sharp or dirty bases can damage their barbels, which are the corydoras whiskers near the mouth to help the fish look for food. So stick to the fine grains. Now, if you use very sharp or dirty gravels, this is going to possibly rip off your corydoras barbels. And once they have no barbels, they won't be able to eat, and you have the possibility of them getting an infection and dying. So what I like to tell people who are going to be keeping corydoras, you can either do a bare bottom tank or sand or really, really fine smooth gravel, because you don't want to cut the corydoras' barbels. You also don't want to use small stones, as corydoras like to dig around and they need something they can lift up and root through. Put a lot of plants into the aquarium. Corydoras are friendly areas with lots of vegetation and hiding spots, so it is important to have those in your aquarium. Bushy plants with lots of stems at the base are important, as well as bogwood or other decor that creates areas the corydoras can hide from other fish. Feed your corydoras once a day. Corydoras are bottom feeding catfish, so they will eat pellets and flakes that sink to the bottom of the tank. Make sure you watch your fish eat and avoid overfeeding by not giving them more food than they can eat in 5 minutes. If there is extra food in the tank, remove it to keep your tank clean. Corydoras are omnivores, meaning they eat both plant and animal matter. For an occasional treat, you can include frozen and live foods that sink to the bottom to complement a more regular diet of flakes and pellets. Though they may scavenge on the bottom of your tank, that food will not be enough, so make sure you supplement it with a variety of supplements to give your fish the right nutrition. Because corydoras are nocturnal fish, probably the best time to feed them will probably be in the evening before you turn out the lights for the night. However, corydoras are very active during the day, and they probably will eat during the day when the other fish are eating as well. Now, corydoras cats, they'll eat pretty much anything, but I personally recommend feeding them quality food, such as catfish pellets. My favorite fish company, YourFishStuff.com, makes wonderful catfish sinking pellets that you can feed to your corydoras cats. You can also feed them Hikari frozen bloodworms, Hikari frozen brine and Maiesis shrimp. You can feed them little pieces of chopped up market shrimp. Now, you can make chopped up market shrimp by adding it to a blender and beating it until it's really fine and small. And trust me, folks, your corydoras are going to love that. And, of course, you could use regular fish flakes because, believe it or not, those fish flakes have meat matter in them and veggie matter in them. And that'll be very beneficial for your corydoras. So, remember to feed them a good quality diet. Now, in order to have a very healthy corydoras, just like in order to have any healthy fish, you want to provide a good quality diet and a good quality tank with good quality water. So make sure that you are doing your water changes on your corydoras aquarium and you are feeding your corydoras catfish the right foods. The more foods you feed and the more water changes you do, your corydoras are going to grow fast, just like any catfish. I learned as a fish keeper, keeping multiple species of catfish from red-tailed cats, tiger shovelnoses, Megalodorus urani, Octodorus niger, Sedontis, and even Corydoras cats. When I fed them good quality food and I did lots of water changes, their growth rate was phenomenal. So I recommend to all the listeners out there that have corys or want to get corys, make sure you feed your catfish good food maybe twice a day and do a lot of water changes, and you will have a perfect Corridora school. And speaking of school, this next little segment here is going to be for the beginners who want Corridoras, because every experienced Corridoras owner, every experienced Corridoras owner knows that Corridoras are a schooling fish. So beginners, you're going to want to get a school. Corridoras are social fish and generally prefer to swim in schools. For Corridoras, a school is a group of five or more. There are over 100 different species, and while they will tend to school together, if possible, Corridoras are generally sociable with other Corridoras. If you have one right now, it would probably enjoy some company. So, say you have a panda cori, you should go out and get some more panda coris. But the panda cori will also school with Julii coris or bronze coris or albino coris. Just make sure you have five coris, at least five coris in your aquarium, so that your Corridoras catfish won't feel lonely. Add other fish to your aquarium. Corridoras catfish are unaggressive, non-territorial fish, making them perfect tank baits for a variety of other fish. One thing to consider would be to include surface and mid-level fish, which will help balance out your tank and give people lots to look at. Good tank mates for Corridoras catfish include fish like the Otocichthyes catfish, tetras, four-tails, guppies, dwarf cichlids, and other similar-sized fish. Filter-feeding shrimp and snails also make good company. Some of these smaller fish see Corridoras as dither fish, a sign that there are no predators. This will reduce fear and help to make their transition to a new tank easier. Bad partners for your Corridoras include cichlids, monster fish, aquarium crayfish, and fish that are larger than your Corridoras. They can injure or even eat your Corridoras. And later on in the show, I'm going to talk to you exactly about tank mates for Corridoras. I'm going to tell you some good tank mates and also some bad tank mates for Corridoras catfish. Now, I know someone's probably wondering, how do you breed coris and how do you sex coris? I personally don't know, so I'm just going to go off what I know from this article and what I see from this article, but if my good friend Lynn Massney was alive, she'd be able to tell you how to sex and breed Corridoras. So, check the sex of your fish. If you decide to breed your Corridoras to make more, you of course need to know that you have both males and females. The differences are easy to notice, and you can check them by looking at your fish from above. Females will be a little larger with a rounder and broader body, just like humans, while males tend to have slightly larger pectoral fins. If you intend to breed your Corridoras, you should try to get a ratio of two or three males for each female. Watch for your fish to spawn. If your fish are ready to spawn, you will notice the males chasing the females and mating in the T position. Once they have mated, the female will lay her eggs against the aquarium glass or among the leaves of the plants in your aquarium. In the wild, Corridoras usually spawn during the rainy season, so you can encourage mating by simulating these conditions. If you begin to notice your Corridoras engaging in spawning behavior, perform a water change with slightly cooler water. Separate the eggs from the parents. Once you notice eggs in the aquarium, you should separate them from the parents. Corridoras will eat their own and each other's eggs, so if you want new Corridoras, you should make sure the eggs and parents are in different aquariums. One way to do this is to move the Corridoras to a separate breeding tank when you start to notice them spawning. Once the females lay eggs in the tank, you can move the fish back into their regular tank and let the eggs hatch in peace. You can also remove eggs to their own hatching and raising tank after they have been laid. Keep the water conditions as similar as possible. If the eggs were laid in the plants, you can simply transfer the plants. If you prefer not to remove the whole plant, it is fine to cut off the parts where the eggs are and just move that. If the eggs are on the side of the tank, remove them by rolling your finger over them. Eggs are tough, so you shouldn't do any damage removing them this way. Feed the new fish. The eggs should hatch in 3 to 5 days. Once that happens, the new hatchlings called Fry will be able to survive on their yolk sac until they start swimming freely. Once that happens, provide some brine shrimp or decomposing plant material for them to eat. After about a week, you can start including microworms into their diet. Excuse me, folks. Sorry about that. All right, so I'm going to talk about purchasing Corydoras catfish. When buying Cory cats, look for fish that appear healthy, alert, active, and moving. Make sure the Corydoras has both its eyes and look to see that its fins and tail are not damaged. Also, make sure the Corydoras has complete barbels on each side of its mouth. Barbels look like little whiskers. Sometimes Corydoras cats may be kept in display tanks with fish that may nip at them, causing injury to the very sensitive area around their mouth. Avoid buying fish from display tanks with sick, diseased, or dead fish. This may be an indication that the Cory cat may be unhealthy. Poor water conditions. Cory cats do not do well in tanks with poor water conditions. High nitrates seem to stress Cory cats out and make them susceptible to diseases. Also, avoid excessively stirring up the tank bottom while cleaning. This can release a large amount of decaying organic material into the water column and start a bacterial bloom. The same goes for rearranging decorations. Corydoras catfish may develop white patches around their mouths and barbels. This condition needs to be treated right away. If untreated, Corydoras cats will stop eating, grow visibly thinner over time, and eventually die. Cory catfish lifespan. Durable and hardy, Cory cat's lifespan can be long compared to other fish. Cory catfish lifespan can be 5 years or significantly more under the right conditions. That said, it's not uncommon for some Cory cats to die shortly after being added to an aquarium. This could be due to the stress of being transported or shifts in water parameters between home tank water and store display water. Corydoras cats are not as prone to this as the more delicate Otocichthyes catfish are, but it's still a possibility worth mentioning. See, there you have it. See, Corydoras are very hardy, and that is why they are so popular in the aquarium hobby. Okay, so now I will talk to you about the different types of Corydoras catfish. Bronze Corydoras. Bronze Corys are probably the most popular Corydoras species. It has a yellow or pink body, white belly, and is blue-gray over its head and back. Its fins are yellow or pink and immaculate. In common with most Corydoras, the dorsal, pectoral, and adipose fins have an additional sharp barb, and they have a mild poison, which causes fish which try to attack them to get stung. A brownish-orange patch is usually present on the head just before the dorsal fin, and it is its most distinctive feature when viewed from above in the stream. Their upper sides are often a greenish color, which is the reason another common name for this fish is the green Corydoras. Like many other Corydoras catfishes, females are larger than males in this species. Corydoras pleteus. Its common names include the blue leopard cory, mottled cory, and peppered cory. Panda cory. This specific name is an allusion to the appearance of the fish, which possess large black patches surrounding the eyes, reminiscent of those found on a giant panda. Corydoras panda has an off-white to pinkish-orange ground color, and when observed under certain lighting conditions, a faint greenish iridescence is present upon the flanks and the operculum. The fins of the fish match the body in ground color upon close inspection, being seen to be haline or translucent with colored fin rays, with the dorsal fin being marked by a conspicuous black blotch that covers almost the entire fin area. Sturbye corys, another one of the most popular Corydoras catfish. Sturbye cory is distinguished from other Corydoras species as it has white spots on a black background on its head. Corydoras julii. Julii corys are one of the most commonly sought corys because of their beautifully patterned bodies. Their flesh is a whitish-gray, almost transparent color with fine black spotting all over. A julii cory can be distinguished from other similar spotted corys by the fine spotting pattern and also their black mark on the dorsal fin. Similar species have either larger spots or spots merge into short wavy lines. Three-striped Corydoras. These are best differentiated by the stripes on the side. Sorry, I had a hard time pronouncing that word. But in the three-striped cory, the stripes are much more pronounced and solid than in the julii cory. Skunk Corydoras. The back stripe of this skunk cory cat splits just before the tail and trails down to color the lower edge of the caudal fin. In most species, this black stripe does not split and instead continues along the caudal fin's upper edge. And finally, my personal favorite Corydoras cat, the emerald green cory. This is actually not a member of the Corydoras family, but it is a cory. It's a Brochus cory cat, which we're going to learn about later on in the show. This popular aquarium scavenger has an iridescent emerald green body with pinkish underparts. Those are some of the most popular of the 160 species of Corydoras catfish. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and rest my voice and take a very quick intermission. Of course, during this intermission, you're going to hear two songs followed by some announcements for the aquatic wetline. Before I start the intermission, I have a few announcements to make. So, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday, March 26, 2017, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Lynn Mathney will take her rightful place in the Aquatic Wetline Hall of Fame. To induct Lynn Mathney will be her personal friend of over 40 years, Rebecca Withrow. Rebecca will introduce and induct Lynn Mathney as the very first inductee into the Aquatic Wetline. She will discuss how Lynn got into the fish-keeping hobby, how Lynn got into Corydoras, and much more. Plus, you're also going to hear some of Lynn's passionate speeches about Corydoras as I play some of her best guest interviews here from Aquatic Wetline. So make sure that you check that out Sunday, March 26th, this coming Sunday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. WrestleMania weekend is next weekend, but the Aquatic Wetline is going to have a mania. I am proud to announce our very first Tropical Fish Mania, and this year's is going to be Tropical Fish Mania 1. It's going to be a yearly show, so every year you can expect a Fish Mania. This year's Fish Mania is going to be on April 1st, 2017. So next Saturday, April 1st, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Tropical Fish Mania debuts. And there's going to be some special guests on the show, and I've got three awesome special guests, three wonderful guests appearing on the show. So scratch that four when I first said that's an error, because the four is for the 400th episode. But there's going to be three special guests on Tropical Fish Mania. Inappropriate Reefer, the popular saltwater reef channel on YouTube, will be the first guest. School of Fish manager Christopher Bones will be the second guest. He is the manager of my local fish store, and he'll be here to discuss what it's like to be a manager of a fish store. And our final guest, a good quarry tank mate, Epistogramma cichlid lover and expert William Garden, will be here to talk about Epistogramma cichlids. So again, our special guests are Inappropriate Reefer, School of Fish Inc. manager Chris Bones, and Episto cichlid lover and expert William Garden. Plus, per listener's request, I'm going to have a discussion on glowfish. You know, the glow tetras, the glow danios, the glow barbs. And I'll discuss the controversy surrounding them. I'm going to have a YourFishStuff.com discussion, and I'll talk about what it's all about. And since it's wrestling weekend, and although we're doing a fish-style mania, I'm going to do a WWE Fish versus Fish segment. Which fish will win each battle? Find out next Saturday. So Tropical Fish Mania airs next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also starting on April 1st next Saturday, Aquatic Wetline will only broadcast live only on the weekends. So you can expect Aquatic Wetline to air Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And my last announcement before we head to our intermission. Aquatic Wetline Trivia Game is on April 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and 6 Pacific. And I am once again reminding you that there are four open spots. So there's four contestants needed. To become a contestant, all you've got to do is email aquaticwetline@outlook.com. And in the title of your email, please put AW Trivia. And in your email, include your name, your location, your favorite fish, and the fish you are currently keeping right at this moment. All you got to do, send that email with that stuff I just mentioned. And if you are one of the first four to email, you will be on this month's edition of Aquatic Wetline Trivia, which happens to air on April 15th. And I'll have a reminder for that towards the end of today's show. So, coming up next, after our intermission right here on Aquatic Wetline, I'm going to go over once again good and bad tank mates for Corydoras cats. I'm going to talk about unusual Corydoras species. I'm going to talk about why I recommend Corydoras cats. I'm going to share some interesting facts on Corydoras catfish. And I'm going to talk about other South American armored catfish. So, now, let's hear two songs and the intermission. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Just follow the beat, don't let that to get it poppin', baby, step right up. They act retarded. Some girls are body, body. I'm looking for a girl that will do whatever the fuck I say every day. She be giving it up. Shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Oh, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. I'm a menace, a dentist, an oral hygienist. Open your mouth for about 4 or 5 minutes. Take a little bit of this. But don't spit it, swallow it, now finish. Yeah, me and Nate deal double G's. Looking for a couple bitches with some double D's. Top a little champagne and a couple D's. Slipping in a bubbly, we bring it on to have a party.
Turn the music up.
Let's get it started.
Go ahead, shake it. I'm looking for a girl I can fuck in my Hummer truck. Apple bottom jeans and a big old slut.
They act retarded. Some girls are body, body.
I want a bitch that sit at the crib with no panties on. Knows that she can, but she won't say no. Look at this lady all in front of me. Sexy as can be. Tonight I want a slut. Would you be mine? Heard you was freaky from a friend of mine.
Now I hope you don't get mad at me. But I told Nate you was a freak. He said he wants a slut. Hope you don't mind. I told him how you like it from behind. Now shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl. Shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Oh, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. We about to have a party.
Turn the music up.
Let's get it started.
Go ahead, shake it.
I'm looking for a girl with a body and a sexy strut. Wanna get it popping, baby, step right up. They act retarded. Some girls are body, body. I'm looking for a girl that will do whatever the fuck I say every day. She be giving it up.
She goes. Shaking that ass on the floor, bumping and grinding that pole. The way she's grinding that pole, I think I'm losing control.
Yeah. I ain't leaving without you, bitch. Come here home with me and my boy, and his boy, and his boy, and his girl. Nate Dogg.
Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear them all argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I had to download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MBD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on the mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting. Pins and nurses' asses when I'm jacking off a Jergens and I'm jerking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a fuck, with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can. How does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
Aquatic Wetline is brought to you by YourFishStuff.com. YourFishStuff.com provides hobbyists with quality homemade fish food and aquarium supplies. The YourFishStuff difference. Buy direct and save. Buy direct from YourFishStuff. No middleman, no food masses produced by large corporations, no food sitting around in warehouses. Just fresh, healthy food from YourFishStuff to you. Quality ingredients like fish meal, shrimp, squid, kelp, spirulina, and chlorella algae. Doesn't cloud water. And all of their fish food is made fresh, crafted in small batches, hobbyist owned and operated. And all of their fish food is made right here in the good old US of A. So check out YourFishStuff.com for quality fish food and aquarium equipment such as nets, filters, medications, and more. That's www.YourFishStuff.com, a proud sponsor of Aquatic Wetline.
Are you ready for some history to be created? Aquatic Wetline creates history once again by being the first tropical fish keeping podcast that will pay respect to the fish hobbyists and passionate fish experts and fish breeders who paved the way for fish keepers like you and me who have the chance to keep our awesome tropical fish. Aquatic Wetline is proud to announce that it will be hosting a show called Fish Keeping Hall of Fame, where fish keepers, breeders, experts, fish store owners and passionate fish lovers will be honored and inducted to the Aquatic Wetline. It all starts live this coming Sunday, March 26, 2017. On March 26, 2017 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific Quarry catfish breeder and lover Lynn Matney will take her rightful place in the aquatic wetline. Longtime friend of hers Rebecca Withrow of over 20 years will be inducting Lynn into the AHA Hall of Fame. Find out how Lynn got into quarries, and much more on this fun show. Tune into the very first Aquatic Wetline Hall of Fame live Sunday, March 26, 2017 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific right here on Aquatic Wetline. All can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Aquatic Wetline.
Next Saturday, April 1st, 2017, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Aquatic Wetline will celebrate the mania with the very first ever Aquatic Wetline Tropical Fish Mania. There's going to be three awesome guests. The first guest is going to be from the popular YouTube channel, Inappropriate Reefer. Inappropriate Reefer will be on Tropical Fish Mania. Our second guest is the manager of my local fish store, School of Fish Inc., Christopher Bones, will be here to talk about what it's like being a fish store manager. And our third and final guest will be assistant drama, secret lover, and expert, William Garden. We'll be here to talk about assistant drama for the first time ever. Plus, there will be gold fish chat. We'll talk about yourfishstuff.com and why they are so quality and why they make a difference in the aquarium hobby and much, much more. So join Aquatic Wetline Tropical Fish Mania on April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. Woo! Aquatic Wetline is looking for our first 8 contestants for Aquatic Wetline's Aquatic Trivia Fish Game. Do you want to be a part of the first fishkeeping trivia game? It's simple. The first 8 fishkeepers to send an email to aquaticwetline@outlook.com with the title AW Trivia will be the contestants. In your email, please describe yourself, your fish tanks, and your favorite fish, and the career and location you live. You will have to be available on April 15th from 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, and you will be on the show for 1 hour to 2 hours. So, would you like to be on the very first Aquatic Wetline Aquatic Trivia Game, where the first prize is sponsored by yourfishstuff.com, and the second prize is sponsored by Aquatic Wetline and Aqua Alex. So, there's a chance you can win a prize, so make sure you email aquaticwetline@outlook.com and become one of the 8 contestants.
I invite you to join your fishkeeping group called Tropical Fish Keepers of Aquatic Wetline. I invite you to post pictures of your tropical fish, post videos of your tropical fish, post links to your fishkeeping YouTube channel, or just chat fish. One of the added benefits of this group is I'm going to do a Facebook Live fish video every Sunday, starting the first Sunday of March. So make sure you go and join Tropical Fish Keepers of Aquatic Wetline on Facebook. Not only to post pictures of your fish, chat fish, but to see me live on Facebook in a Facebook Live video every Sunday. So what are you waiting for? Go join right now. Tropical Fish Keepers with Aquatic Wetline on Beach.
It's the ace that runs this place, the crazy, incomparable Alex Cardinelli, here to promote my network, Ace Network. On Ace Network, I have music shows that are brought to you by Jeremy Stohorn of Blossom City Radio and Andrew Neal. I also have WWE wrestling shows with my co-host James Cardinelli. I have cooking shows called Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy and much more. So make sure you check out Ace Network because I have controversial, entertaining, and all sorts of shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Ace Network with Alex Cardinelli. And you can also find Ace Network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. You can look for Ace Network on Google.
Hey, this is the Aquatic Wetline, a tropical fish-keeping show brought to you by Aqua Alex in Springfield, Massachusetts. Let's get back to the tropical fish chat right now.
Alrighty, welcome back to a very special Friday night episode of the Aquatic Wetline. Hope you're having an awesome Friday. And I hope you enjoyed the first half of our Corridorist chat. And now, we're going to get right back to our Corridorist topics. So, now I'm personally going to talk to you about some tank mates that I think are the best for Cory cats. So, here are some good tank mates for Corridorists. Tetras. And the Tetras can be anywhere from Serpe Tetras, Neon Tetras, Cardinal Tetras, Romanos Tetras, pretty much any Tetra. Of course, obviously, not Piranhas. Barbs. Sometimes barbs can make a good tank mate. I would ignore the tinfoil and tiger barbs because those are nippy. I would probably stick with cherry barbs or rosy barbs. Gouramis. Gouramis make a perfect tank mate for Corridorus, except for that giant 12-inch one. Dwarf cichlids, such as the dwarf pike cichlids, the Epistogramma cichlids, and the German rams, and Bolivian rams are perfectly fine for your 20-gallon aquarium. Angelfish are fine with corys. Sturbi corys will do well with discus, and some other discus, if acclimated, or excuse me, some other corys, if acclimated into discus water, will be okay with discus as well. Guppies, platies, swordtails, and other light bearers are fine. Plecos, rasboras, loaches, and other peaceful fish all make good tank mates for Corydoras. Some bad tank mates for corys are fish like Oscars, large cichlids like Red Devils, Jack Dempsey's, Jaguars, Dovi, etc. However, some South American cichlids like Severums and Festivums and chocolate cichlids, they may do okay with corys if you grow them up together. I highly recommend growing up the Severum, for the Festivum, and the chocolate cichlid and Waru with the Corydoras cat. Pacus, arrows, larger catfish, and aggressive fish do not go with Corydoras catfish. So here is why I personally recommend people to keep Corydoras. They are very cute and personable. They get to a perfect size, mostly maxing out at around 4 inches. None of them are bigger than 4 inches. And like I said earlier in the show, they are one of the only true schooling catfish. They're very popular, they're very commonly available, and they are very hardy. And they are beginner friendly, which is another reason why I recommend them to anybody that wants a catfish for their aquarium. So here are some interesting facts on Corydoras. The first fact I have for you, I learned from my good friend, the Corydoras breeder, Lynn Masney, in which she learned from a Corydoras legend, Ian Fuller. Corydoras can emit toxins that can kill other fish and other corys. So that's why when you go to the fish store and you buy some corys and on the way home, some or one die. And that is because the Corydoras were scared. And when they're scared, they emit a toxin. And that toxin is very deadly. So when you're going to purchase corridor at your local fish store. Lynn taught me to have the fish store employee stress out all the corridors by chasing them with a net repeatedly. Now, it sounds like it's a bit harsh and it puts a lot of stress on them, but in the process in doing so, all of the corridor's toxins are being emitted into the aquarium. So they're not going to be in your aquarium bag. So make sure that the employee at the fish store has fresh display water in his specimen container, and then make sure that he chases them around. Another interesting fact is that quarries have a calm, peaceful, and non-aggressive temperament, unlike most catfish. Some quarry cats tend to be more shy and timid than others. Quarry catfish, unlike other catfish, can be very active during the day, but they can also spend time peacefully resting motionless in the same spot. Quarries may move about the tank at night, but they seem to be more active during the daytime hours. Quarry catfish are very social creatures, especially with others of their kind. Two quarry cats of the same type will stay close to one another as they move throughout the tank to feed. This is especially true when they rest. When one quarry cat takes a break in the corner of a tank, other quarry cats will always be seen an inch or two away. Two quarry cats of different types may behave the same way, but in general, quarries of the same type seem to stick together most often. If aquarium size permits, quarry cats school in groups of six or more. Quarry cat schooling behavior is a pretty interesting thing to see, as the fish move throughout the tank, synced like a precision dance ensemble. So let's talk about the unusual species of corridor's catfish. Brochus, my personal favorite. Less popular, however, have been their bigger brothers, the Brochus catfish. Brochus only comprise of three species, Brochus blendus, Brochus britschi, and Brochus mollitritus. And of these specimens, only Brochus splendus is seen with any real frequency. They're the most common Brochus in the aquarium hobby. What marks Brochus out from their quarry cousins are both their size and the arrangement of their fins. They tower over smaller quarries, having deeper and considerably more thick-set bodies. But if you're still in doubt about identification, then look closely at the dorsal fins. Hapalo catfish. Believe it or not, hapalos are a very close relative of the corridoris. Hapalo catfish are colored dark brown to dun with an almost black back and a whitish belly. The entire body of the fish is covered with black spots of varying sizes, and their first pectoral fin is usually colored a reddish brown at the edges. During breeding, the belly of the male develops a blue velvet shine. Males also develop E-large red pectoral fins with hooks at the tips that are used to defend their breeding territory against other males. The Hapalo catfish prefers a densely planted aquarium with a dark, sandy, or fine-grained, smooth bottom substrate, some driftwood, and plenty of open areas for them to dig and root around in. The tank should have densely planted corners and floating plants to provide some shade, especially during breeding when it can become aggressive to other males. Although the Hapalo catfish is an extremely hardy air breather that can survive in the worst possible conditions, they are best housed in clean, well-filtered water with a neutral pH. All right, our final topic for tonight is going to be a discussion on other armored catfish that are similar to corridors but are a totally different species. And this would include Megalodorus. Now, the Megalodorus is a Irwinii catfish. They call it a giant Raphael. The Megalodorus Irwinii is a very beautiful catfish. It has patterns like a zebra, and it goes to about 12 inches. We're going to do a show on each of the species that I'm about to mention sometime in the future here on Aquatic Wetline. Oxodorus niger is a black catfish with very, 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 very sharp armor. Matter of fact, all these catfish I'm mentioning right now have very sharper armor than Corey. They can actually hurt humans. So Octodorus have like saws on their body to protect themselves against piranhas and any other predator with teeth. Platydorus. Platydorus, like Raphaels, they are the most common Platydorus. The Raphaels, they are talking catfish, and they grow to be anywhere from 6 to about 8 inches long. They are a very, very nice catfish. And finally, a very rare armored catfish species is the Hisar catfish. Hisar oreestus is the one that I owned. A nice schooling catfish, just like the Corydoras cats. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. If you guys love Corydoras, do me a favor and Lynn a favor. And please post pictures of your Corydoras and tag on Facebook Lynn Masney and Alice Cardinelli and Aquatic Wetline in the picture so that Corydoras can go viral for Lynn Masney. So there you have it, folks. What a great show on this awesome Friday night. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and I hope that you learned a lot about Corydoras. Hopefully I made the Corydoras breeder Lynn Masney proud with today's show. So before I end today's show, I've got a few little reminders to share with you. The first one is don't forget to tune in to the Aquatic Wetland Hall of Fame this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, as we induct the late, great Corydoras breeder Lynn Masney into the Hall of Fame. Also, make sure you email aquaticwetline@outlook.com with the title AW Trivia, and in your email include your name, your location, the favorite fish you are currently keeping, and your favorite fish. Simply just send an email to aquaticwetline@outlook.com, and again, in your email, put AW Trivia, talk about your name, your location, your favorite fish, and the fish you are currently keeping right now. The first four people to do that will be the final four contestants on Aquatic Wetline's Aquatic Trivia Game. So get her done. And don't forget, on April 1st, that's next Saturday, we've got the Aquatic Wetline Fish Mania. With that being said, thank you for listening to this episode of the Aquatic Wetline. It's been a privilege and an honor to talk with you, the fish keepers. This show was hosted by a fish keeper for the fish keepers. Fish keepers, Aquatic Wetline is your podcast. Aquatic Wetline is the fish keepers podcast. With that being said, please enjoy the rest of your Friday and have a good weekend. Have a nice day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in. Aqua Alex, out of here. Bang, bang. Have a nice day. Aquatic Wetline is brought to you by YourFishStuff.com. YourFishStuff.com provides hobbyists with quality homemade fish food and aquarium supplies. The Your Fish Stuff difference. Buy direct and save. Buy direct from Your Fish Stuff. No middleman, no food masses produced by large corporations, no food sitting around in warehouses. Just fresh, healthy food from Your Fish Stuff to you. Quality ingredients like fish meal, shrimp, squid, kelp, spirulina, and chlorella algae. Doesn't cloud water, and all of their fish food is made fresh, crafted in small batches, hobbyist owned and operated, and all of their fish food is made right here in the good old US of A. so check out yourfishstuff.com for quality fish food and aquarium equipment such as nets, filters, medications, and more. That's www.yourfishstuff.com, a proud sponsor of Aquatic Wetline.
Are you ready for some history to be created? Aquatic Wetline creates history once again by being the first tropical fish keeping podcast that will pay respect to the fish hobbyists and passionate fish experts and fish breeders who paved the way for fish keepers like you and me who have the chance to keep our awesome tropical fish. Aquatic Wetline is proud to announce that it will be hosting a show called Fish Keeping Hall of Fame, where fish keepers, breeders, experts, fish store owners and passionate fish lovers will be honored and inducted to the Aquatic Wetline. It all starts live this coming Sunday, March 26, 2017. On March 26, 2017 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Corey Catfish breeder and lover Lynn Matney will take her rightful place in the Aquatic Wetline. Longtime friend of hers Rebecca Withrow of over 20 years will be inducting Lynn into the AWE Hall of Fame. Find out how Lynn got into Corey's, and much more on this fun show. Tune into the very first Aquatic Wetline Hall of Fame live Sunday, March 26, 2017 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific right here on Aquatic Wetline. All can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Aquatic Wetline.
Next Saturday, April 1st, 2017, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. Aquatic Wetline will celebrate the mania with the very first ever Aquatic Wetline Tropical Fish Mania. There's going to be three awesome guests. The first guest is going to be from the popular YouTube channel, Inappropriate Reaper. Inappropriate Reaper will be on Tropical Fish Mania. Our second guest is the manager of my local fish store, School of Fish Inc., Christopher Bones, will be here to talk about what it's like being a fish store manager. And our third and final guest will be a Pictograma secret lover and expert, William Gardner. We'll be here to talk about Pictograma for the first time ever. Plus, there will be Gold Fish Chat. We'll talk about yourfishstuff.com and why they are so quality and why they make a difference in the aquarium hobby and much, much more. So join Aquatic Wetline's Tropical Fish Mania on April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. Woo! Aquatic Wetline is looking for our first 8 contestants for Aquatic Wetline's Aquatic Trivia Fish Game. Do you want to be a part of the first fish keeping trivia game? It's simple. The first 8 fish keepers to send an email to aquaticwetline@outlook.com with the title AW Trivia will be the contestants. In your email, please describe yourself, your fish tanks, and your favorite fish, and the career and location you live. You will have to be available on April 15th from 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, and you will be on the show for 1 hour to 2 hours. So, would you like to be on the very first Aquatic Wetline Aquatic Trivia Game, where the first prize is sponsored by yourfishstuff.com, and the second prize is sponsored by Aquatic Wetline and Aqua Alex? So, there's a chance you can win a prize, so make sure you email aquaticwetline@outlook.com and become one of the 8 contestants.
This
last episode of the Aquatic Wetline has concluded. Aqua Alex thanks you for listening to his show. Please check out Aquatic Wetline Fish Keeping Podcast on Facebook and hit like for tropical fish facts and more. Feel free to reach Aqua Alex at aquaticwetline@outlook.com with any tropical fish questions. Your questions may make the show. Good night.